91.9. DJ Clock on Hot 91.9 with Wolves, and it's just about that time for us to get into business with Bunny. It's brought to you by Profit Share Partners, a disruptive fintech business enabling growth for SMEs through innovative capital solutions. You can find out more by visiting profitsharepartners.com. I'm joined in studio this afternoon because we're talking about the impact of skills development on the youth and in general on South Africa's economy. We're talking to Michaela Robertson, Key Accounts Manager. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Bunny. Thank you for having us.
As well as Melissa van Aswegen, ETQA. I know we had this discussion off air. ETQA manager, that's Education, Training, Quality and Assurance Manager. How are you this afternoon?
Lovely. Thank you so much for having us.
So we're talking, you are from the Skills Development Corporation, and we're talking skills development, obviously. But first, talk me through, I know it kind of sounds like an obvious question, but let's clarify it. What is skills development?
So skills development is the process of identifying your skills gaps and developing and honing these skills. It's important because your skills determine your ability to execute your plans with success. The Skills Development Act 97 of 1998 was implemented to develop the skills of the South African workforce, to increase the levels of investment in education and training in the labour market, and to improve that return on investment. It's also there to encourage employers to grow and develop their staff, as well as increase the employment prospects of people previously disadvantaged. It's also there to ensure the quality of learning in and for the workplace.
Well, so we know we need it.
100%.
But it's one of those things where even if you know better, the reason you do better is about impact, right? So talk me through some of the economic impacts that skills development will have in South Africa.
Okay. So ideally, we want to provide a dynamic interface between the workplace as well as learning institutions. And through this, promote quality learning and education at work as well as for work. It also reduces the unemployment rate of South Africa. And as a result, we're able to provide scarce skill graduates and reduce the need of importing skills into the country. It also promotes alignment of our skills development outputs to the needs of the workplace, as well as the broader growth needs of the country's economy. And lastly, we want to provide funds to support projects that are priorities on our national skills development strategy. And by doing this, we are assisting the National Skills Authority to attain its goals. So the impact is huge.
Yeah.
It's really very big.
So it's got its own kind of like ripple effect throughout the economy. But sometimes you have to think to yourself, like, what's in it for me? So if I'm a business and I'm thinking to myself, yes, I know it's something that's good eventually, but how do businesses benefit from skills development?
So there are an array of incentives that are available for businesses, which can add up to significant savings. Take, for example, your tax allowances from SARS. They are only applicable to learnerships and apprenticeships, but you can get up to 80,000 rand for an abled learner.
Oh, wow.
Or 120 for a disabled learner. Your business can also qualify for the employee tax incentive, where you can claim up to 50% on the remuneration of all your employees, which are 29 or younger, in the form of a PAYE deduction. Pardon. There's also a portion of your skills development levies that you can claim back. You normally pay them to SARS on an annual basis. CESA will give you up to 20% for your mandatory grants and up to 49.5% on your mandatory grants. So there are quite a lot of savings that you can get from investing in skills development.
So somebody decides, okay, this is something for me, and you decide I'm going to look for somebody, a skills or training, someone to come and train my staff. What should businesses be looking out for when they're selecting a training provider?
Okay. So when you procure a training provider, it's really important to make use of someone that has that holds the proper accreditation with one of the three quality councils of South Africa. So the three councils are firstly Umalusi, that deals with basic education. The second council is your CETAS and your QCTO that deals more with your further education, and that's the space that we practice in.
Right.
And your third and last council is CHE that deals with higher education. So by being accredited with one of these quality councils, we're able to align our courses to the scarce and critical skills of the different economic sectors within our country. We source, we train youth in these areas by providing subject matter expertise, practical application, guidance, up until a point that the graduate is certified in that space and he has obtained related work experience.
Very cool. Yes, thank
so you. You're unable to do all of the above without holding that accreditation. So really important to make sure to look out for that.
It's always good to have that kind of advice because you can forget about things like accreditation, for an example, because some people sell a really good story.
Yeah.
Finally, I'm certain that there's some kind of BE implications when broaching the subject of skills development. What are the BE requirements with regards to skills development?
Skills development carries a lot of weight when it comes to BE compliance, and it's probably one of the easiest elements to actually comply with.
Mm.
It really just measures the extent to which companies carry out initiatives designed to develop the competencies of Black people, both employed, unemployed, and with disabilities. Another requirement is that a sub-minimum of 40% of your total number of points on the scorecard need to be reached in order to not be discounted a level.
So if somebody's looking for advice, because obviously we don't have all the time to unpack everything, and I know there's lots to unpack. If somebody's wanting to get in touch, to seek some advice from you guys, the Skills Development Corporation, how can they get in touch to get a little bit more insight on requirements, perhaps even to tap into, perhaps you have a database of trainers, that kind of thing. How can people get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with us on our website, which is www.sdcorp.co.za, or alternatively on our landline, which is 010-900-3115.
I love an easy phone number, 010-900-3115. Fabulous.
100%.
Yeah. Ladies, thank you so much for sharing with us this afternoon, and have yourselves a lovely day.
Thank you so much, Bunny.
You as well.
Now you know all about it. It's the Skills Development Corporation. As Michaela said, it's sdcorp.co.za for you to go and check it out for yourself and find out what the requirements are and what the benefits of skills development in South Africa are. That's Business with Bunny, brought to you by Profit Share Partners, 100% short-term capital for SMEs. Successful deals will pay out within 7 days. You can apply right now by going to profitsharepartners.com.
At Profit Share Partners, our approach to business is counterintuitive. By facilitating capital and transactional support from corporates and blue chip clients, we set up SMEs to be successful enough that we actually lose them as clients. Through our fintech portal, we deliver 24-hour deal confirmation. Payout within 7 days, 100% capital with zero interest. No financial history, track record or security required. If you're an SME looking for capital between 250,000 rand and 5 million rand, then you need to go to profitsharepartners.com.
Hot 91.9.